As I said at the beginning of the service, before the baptism, I'd actually prepared this sermon 3 weeks ago. And so it doesn't quite match with the theme of today, but I'll see if I can wind a bit in at the end. And so it's actually based on the gospel reading for, I think it was the first or second Sunday of Advent. And it comes from Mark 1, where it says, "The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.' And so John came baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins." Today in this reading that I've just given to you, we hear John calling people to baptism. Today in our service, we've seen Jin Lee be baptized. And I want to ask the question, are these baptisms the same? John is called by the Spirit and goes to the region on the other side of the Jordan River and calls people to repentance, to confess their sins, turn around their lives and get ready for the Messiah, whose birth we celebrate this Christmas time. Essentially, John was asking people to clean up before the Messiah arrived, a bit like you might have done before Christmas if you had special guests. The more special the guests, the more you clean up. And so John was calling everyone to clean up and be baptized as a sign of that cleanup, and so that they were ready to receive the Messiah. Now, Jin Lee's baptism today was different, as was our baptism as a child or adult as well. It was not a preparation to receive the Messiah, who is still coming, but this baptism today was to receive the Messiah who has already come. I have to admit to you that I really never quite understood baptism until I was in ministry for about 20 years. That's a long time to be in ministry and do baptisms, many of them, and not understand it. I conducted baptisms, but somehow it kind of was a mystery to me. And I'm guessing for many of you, it still is a mystery today. It wasn't until I'd actually read a book about baptism written by a Salvation Army author. Now, if you know anything about the Salvation Army Church, they don't practice baptism. So they come at baptism, when it's mentioned in the Bible, quite differently. They don't assume baptism has anything to do with water. Rather, they say, baptism is something that means that you confess your faith. And so when it comes to passages like Mark 16:16, where it says, "Whoever believes and is baptized," they take it to mean whoever believes and confesses their faith will be saved. Nothing to do with water, they say. In Acts 2, it says, "Repent and be baptized." And so they understand it to say, repent and confess your faith. That's enough. Now, when I read this in the book, I thought, this is rather strange. It doesn't line up with what I think about baptism. And so I started looking at all the passages and instances of baptism throughout the book of Acts. And so then I came across the Ethiopian eunuch, who was having scripture explained to him on his way home back from Jerusalem down to wherever he came from, Ethiopia. And Philip came in, explained the scriptures to him. And then it says, the Ethiopian eunuch said, "Well, I believe this. Here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" And if the Salvation Army theologian was right, Philip would have responded and said, "No need to go down to the water. Just confess your faith here." But instead, the scriptures say, they stopped the chariot and went down into the water, and Philip was baptized. So this then led to another understanding, because it comes out of the Greek. Because baptism means simply to wash or dip in water or to clean with water. So people would baptize dishes, because you washed. Any time you use the word wash, it's the word baptize in the Greek. So you baptize walls with water, and you baptize dishes, and you baptize people. You use water. And so in the Old Testament, people always baptized themselves, and they purified themselves with water. They washed themselves. In this way, they became Jews, and then they put themselves under the law of God. But in the New Testament, when baptism is mentioned, it is always in the passive verb. It's a passive action. It's a something that happens to you. You don't baptize yourself or wash yourself. You are always baptized by someone else. And in baptism, we receive the Spirit of God so that we can live in the way of Christ. In baptism, we are actually joined in with Christ. He to us, we to him. And that's the third insight I came across, that I looked at every passage that occurs in the New Testament. Except once in the New Testament, every expression is always, be baptized into Jesus, into the name of Jesus. In other words, be immersed into the person of Jesus. So now we start to see that Jin Lee's baptism is quite different than John's baptism, which is recorded in Mark 1. John's was a preparation for the Messiah who was to come. Jin Lee's is the reception of Jesus and his Spirit. She is baptized into Jesus. She and Jesus become one. So everything that Jesus did becomes what Jin Lee has done. So Paul says in Romans 6 verse 4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too will be raised. Later he says, our old sinful self was crucified with Jesus. So after Jin Lee's baptism today, we will be able to say, Jin Lee has lived Christ's perfect life. Jin Lee's sinful self has been crucified with Christ on the cross and been buried in the tomb with Jesus. And Jin Lee will be raised to live forever because Jesus was raised to live forever. And so St. Paul says in Colossians 2 verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him, through your faith, God made you alive with Christ. What is true of Christ is now true of Jin Lee. And of course, the great news is that this wonderful baptism event, it's a gift from God. And as we know, the amount of water doesn't give it effect. It's because we do it in God's name and by Christ's command. The water pictures for us what happens. And it's a gift we do it for, and so we do it for adults and we do it for children, because this action is a gift from God. Immersion baptism helps us actually see what the baptism does. It immerses us in Jesus. There's been a couple of times when we've gone out to a river or into another church who has a big tub to baptize people, and we've baptized those folk, adults, in the river, and we immerse them underneath the water, or we immerse them in the tub. A couple of times people have taken pictures just when when the person's been immersed, and they actually look dead at that moment. It's quite interesting, because they've died with Christ in that event, because Christ, they have been immersed into Christ. So Jin Lee today I had the privilege of baptizing you into Christ. And where Christ is, the Holy Spirit is. And where the Holy Spirit is, there Father God is. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So where Christ is, there is a new way of living. How Christ acts will be how you act. Sometimes not perfectly, but you're practicing to be like Jesus because Jesus is in you. And as we witnessed Jin Lee's baptism, may it also impress upon us this great, wonderful reality of our own baptism. What a gift we have received, baptized into Christ Jesus. We are joined with him for a new way of living in his kingdom, today and forever. And that's what really brings us this contentment, that we are in Christ, this Christ whom Simeon saw as he came to the temple that day, as also Anna saw, and their lives was complete because they'd held Jesus, they'd been in contact with Jesus, and they were now content. And so we are content too, because we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. May God's peace be yours always. Amen.